roller coaster.
Yeah.
About the first one? All right, let's go. You want me to ask the questions or?
No, you want us to start with the good or the
evil? No, just go ahead. Let's go.
Well, let's start with the good. Third period that Adam already had, and just in terms of battling the way he did to be in those positions to score those two goals, what did he show you with that sort of a showing?
Well, let's just go with how the team played in the third. Because, you know, Adam did an unreal job finishing for us. And, you know, obviously we needed those to win this game. But, you know, the same Lightning team that played in the third period, down a goal, tying a game, and then winning the game, is probably not the same team that played in the first two periods. And, you know, that was talked about in the locker room after the game. And it was... sometimes, you know, you're feeling good about your game, feeling good about a lot of things. The goal scoring is pucks are going in the net for you. And when you're having success with it, you guys keep staying with it. And, you know, obviously we had to change the way we were playing, or who knows what the score was going to be in that game. But in the third period, with obviously Adam included, the biggest thing for me is we didn't give him anything in the third. And as that game wore on, we were the zone time was all in our favor, puck possession was in our favor, chances were in our favor, but it was our compete level 200 feet away from their net that was the difference. And that's not what we were doing in the first two periods.
How has Adam Ernie's game changed from last year to this year?
Oh, experience, confidence, all the things that the growing pains that young players go through when they come into the league. There's a little bit of awestruck when you get to the NHL, you play your first game, you're like, holy cow, I made it, dream come true. Then that wears off and you have to understand the fight it took you to get to that spot. You have to keep doing that and more to continue to stay in the lineup and play. And Adam's been doing that. And he's paid his dues in the minors, and he's paid a lot of dues here. He's getting his chance, and he's being rewarded for it. And that's kind of how the process works for probably 95% of the players in this league. Unless you're drafted probably top three overall in each draft, and maybe it's a little different for you. Other than that, everybody else goes through that, and he's, you know, looking like another success story, and it's good on him because he's worked hard. Well, it was intentional, but as a coach, you're looking for different, you know, combinations and things that pull us out of the funk we're in for 40 minutes, and you could see that, you know, Adam had a couple good shifts early, didn't play a whole ton, but he was kind of feeling it, and we'd lost Cirelli for a little bit of the game in different parts, so it was, you know, just waiting for everybody to get our team back, and those three kids were going and put them together, and it worked.
One thing Julian mentioned this morning was, you know, as good as he hasn't been and able to score and able to come from behind any deficit, is, you know, improving the goals against and like locking a game down once you have a lead. And what kind of, is it more of like a mental thing, or is it more of like a structure in terms of that? I mean, I wouldn't
sit here and say it's a structure thing. Probably a little mentality. It just is a lot of the stuff I explained with Eric. The game was on the line and the team changed. And so it was, we got to grow a little bit more here in that regard and not expect the track meet game, although we can play it, that it's not the ideal formula, you know, as we move forward.
When you can get points, when you're going through stages, when you 10 goals in the past game, you know something that's not going to sit well, but when you can still get the points and get the victories, out of those games, especially at this point in the year. What's that mean for your team's mentality?
Well, it means you're 2 points closer to a playoff spot that everybody is desperately looking for. And regardless, you're in first place or eighth place, you got to keep plugging away. And there's going to be the peaks and the valleys during the year, you have to take advantage of games when maybe you're not at your best and you still get points. Because there's going to be games when you are rolling and you don't get points, and there's going to be dips in your play at times. And, you know, is this a dip in our play at points during the game? There's no question, but they're finding ways to get points. And, you know, as a group, as a staff, you have to understand that we know we've got better in us. And, you know, people probably look and say, well, what's the coach talking about? They've pointed in how many games and done all these things, but we know what we need to do if we're fortunate enough to be there in April, May, and June. And there's a lot of good things we're doing, but there's a lot of things we can get better at.
Jeff, I don't know if you can see it behind the bench, but that third goal, he decided to keep the puck, and he gave the puck to the young kid from Quebec. As a coach and as a dad, is it the type of gesture that you enjoy that you like?
Well, to be honest, I look at the group in our room, and yes, do we have talented hockey players on our team? We do. But we've got exceptional humans. And I think it goes a long way in the chemistry in the room and how they act. And I thought it was a classy move in the organization, especially in the beginning, having the Canadian military woman at the start of the game and the boy from Quebec and Yanni and how Yanni made, you know, that boy's life for a couple days, a wonderful experience. And that's when guys go out of their way, as well as organization, to do things like that. And it warms your heart and makes you glad you're the coach of that team.
I think Joseph played only 7 minutes tonight. Did he re-aggravate his injury, or is it kind of...
No, he's this is what happens when you have a layoff. And, you know, the poor kid was on the ice for some tough moments. We're trying to find a way to get back in. It's especially with his injury, it's going to be baby steps for him. He's got to get in at some time, and you know, tonight was the night. Oh, yeah.
So what I think you had the surge up, taking the night off, I guess, a couple of games, which you feel him getting back maybe to where he was?
Well, in regards to that, we've got a decor here. When we're healthy, the one thing we've talked about, our decor, when guys sit out, it's not a punishment. The guys know that, you know what, if you miss a game here and there, and you're going to be that much better off come the spring, that's what we want with our guys. And you know, I thought he was one of the guys tonight that really was exceptional in the third period, winning battles and moving pucks. And but he's another guy that's kind of, he's just growing into his game, and you know, it's been a lot of fun to watch him.
Good, thank you. Everyone have a happy new year.